I'm really excited about offering people because it lets them come into this $18 trillion exploding market and have a piece of it that they can grasp and deal with and manage and start their own business in their own time at their own pace.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
If you want to be a great podcaster, you need to figure out who your audience is and what their needs are. And then when you're in your interview with your guest, you have to find the balance between building rapport with that guest and giving valuable information to your listener. And today I have Ron Kamen on the show to help us with just that. And while I'm working with him today, I'm going to be trying to implement the things that he teaches you in real time. And so I'll try to make sure that I'm adding value to you, the listener, while building rapport with Ron. Ron is the CEO of Earthkind Energy. He's a consultant. He's the host of the awesome Earthkind podcast. And that, Ron, will you just take a brief second? Because awesome is spelled a certain way, and there's a reason why you have the A, W, E, and S in capitals. So tell us that, and I'll finish your bio.
A-W-E-S, the forces of nature, the air, the water, the earth, and the sun, the forces of nature that awes us every day.
I love it. Yes. And so you'll find his podcast by just typing in awesome, A-W-E-S-O-M, Earthkind podcast. You'll be able to check that out. And that's why they are in capitals. And you said air, wind, earth, and sun?
Air, water, earth, and sun.
Water. I'm so glad. Wind starts with a W too, though.
Yeah, it does, and it does, but that didn't fit into awesome. I was trying to come up with something that explains, you know, how these forces of nature can supply all the energy that we need and eliminate our issues with climate change and other hassles with our health, etc. Awesome came out, and that's where the air, water, earth, and sun comes from.
Well, I want to say that it's awesome, but I just feel like that would be too many awesomes. But awesome. Let's jump into it. So Ron, he has, as you can see, you can hear it in his voice. He's got a passion for reducing solar energy, helping other humans with, I guess it's adding solar energy, right?
Yeah.
Reducing carbon and all that.
Yeah, so basically, look, when you take a look at greenhouse gases, 90% of them come from us burning fossil fuels, and that's fossil fuels for our electricity, for our heating and cooling, and for our transportation. That's 90% of the greenhouse gases comes from burning energy, and the forces of nature, the air, water, earth, and sun, have 1,000 times more power than we need. We just tap into that, and the great part is the technology's there to do it, and as a matter of fact, we could save money doing it as well. So when you put those together, forces of nature, saving money, technology, now we can do anything, and that's what the show is all about.
Love it. So Ron, who do you serve and how do you serve them?
So I serve people who are concerned about the environment, are working out of their homes or want to work out of their homes, want to start their own business dealing with clean energy and the $18 trillion opportunity that's out there. I help them figure out specifically what they can do, give them the tools, the information, the knowledge, and the steps by step so that they can go out and start their own business, helping people make clean energy transitions, whether it's for government, their businesses, nonprofits, other institutions, and help them have a positive impact while they save people a lot of money and make a lot of money on their own.
Nice. And how does your podcast tie into all that?
My podcast talks about the power of the air, water, earth, and sun, these forces of nature that astound us and give and awe us every day, and how these technologies that are now out there have become so cost effective that not only can we capture that power and use it for all our electricity, heating and cooling, and transportation needs, but we can save money doing it. And that's what my podcast aims and strives to educate people about, and then lets them know that if they want to participate in a program, we'll set them up as clean energy businesses so that they can do this and have an impact themselves.
Good stuff. And another thing that we were talking about, which I thought was pretty cool, is a lot of this you can kind of do from home.
Yep, exactly. So nowadays, especially after post-COVID, we're all much more comfortable working out of our homes with the technologies that are there. And so this is something that you can do a little bit of in your spare time, or you can dive full in, but it doesn't take a lot of capital, right? So when you learn the opportunities that are out there and how to access the different incentive programs, put that together with some of the technologies. You don't have to be a technology person. You don't have to be a sophisticated engineer. What you need is the drive and the motivation, and you can do it out of your house in your own spare time, or you can dive in full time and create your own very positive and effective business.
And so let's tie it into the podcaster or the future podcaster who's listening. So it can really be specific to them and help them be able to launch the podcast that they want to have, regardless if it has anything to do with awesome. So the questions that I have around this subject are, number one, we are going to be getting into just some information that has helped you to be able to really narrow in on your avatar, to understand who that person is and be able to serve them on the show, because that's something all of us want to know. And secondly, that part that I started out the show with today, where we're just talking about how you can connect with your guest who's on your show to be able to extract, you know, the right amount of value to the listener so that they can pull this out and have it useful, have all the information useful to them. I want to dive into those, but I think first I want to talk a little bit about you decided that you're going to want to have a podcast. I know you launched it in August and we're recording and around December. So it's just been a couple of months. You've got 18 ratings. You're throwing it up on Libsyn. It's jumping out and syndicating across all these other platforms, Stitcher and everything. But there came a day that you were considering doing a podcast. Was it scary? Were you afraid to have a podcast? How long did it take for you to kind of pull it out and to do it? What did that take?
Yeah, so I decided I was going to develop a podcast probably around May of this past year. And so I launched in June, July, August, 3 months later. And it took a decent amount of work, I'll tell you, you know, there's no doubt about it. It's, you know, I lucked out. I had somebody that was a student that was working for me for the summer who was incredible, helped me figure out a lot of different parts of this. So everything from the recording and the editing and the posting and the syndication and the website and all the different parts, right? He did an incredible video. It was amazing. So it was definitely scary, you know, but I've been lucky all my career. I've gone from kind of one piece to another piece. So I like new challenges and I get scared like everybody else, but you work through it, you know, and you take it on, and you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but all the time you keep learning and pick yourself up and move on to the next one. So yep, it's been an interesting ride.
And did you ever struggle with your avatar and how to serve them? I know for me, the reason I bring it up is my first podcast that I ended up selling, I just wanted to have a podcast, so I launched one, but the title that I had didn't serve the avatar that I truly wanted, and the content that I had didn't really serve my avatar either. It was a good podcast, and it added a lot of value to a lot of people, but the people that it was adding value to wasn't the exact person that I was trying to attract. So I know that I made that mistake. What's your experience with launching the podcast and knowing exactly who you serve and how you serve them? Did that change?
Yes, indeed. And you've raised several issues, but first, my avatar has been families, people who have kids that want to do something, have a positive environmental impact, and feel like they're paying too much for energy. And I've had all this 30 years of energy experience, so I know I can help almost anybody figure out what they can do, their next step. So that's always been my goal. But along the way, what I realized was that, especially these days where families are dealing with COVID and their kids are staying home from school and they're like really strapped for time and energy, they don't really, even though they want to do something about energy, it's not a big priority for them. What they're really concerned about is their kids. And then their kids in the future, but then even more so, what are they going to do with their lives and whatever their job is, working at their jobs? And almost everybody really wants to have their own business, be their own career, launch their own time and control their own time. So this entrepreneurial piece of it became really important, I believe, for many people, and is even more so now. And this whole concept of helping people get set up in their clean energy businesses was what really evolved over the last month and a half or two for me, because it became a much bigger market, a much bigger opportunity, a much bigger need that I could serve, that lets people see that at the end of the day, not only can they save some money for themselves and their home, but they can help save a lot of people a lot of money and help their whole community, help people that they know, help folks that they don't know, save money, and simultaneously have a business that they can control and own and make some money at for themselves, and do it out of their home in their own spare time. So
is that how you monetize the show, or do you monetize the show? So I guess the question would be, like, if you plan to monetize it, or if you are monetizing it, what are the different strategies that you're using to, you know, offset any costs that it does take for you to publish the show?
Great question. Thank you. So there are three ways, actually, that I am monetizing and planning to monetize the show. One is I've been lucky enough to get a sponsor who's going to specifically have one of these technologies that will be focusing in on once a month on the podcast, and then once a month with a series of webinars that the podcast and social media will drive people to, people who want to make a transition to clean heating and cooling, actually. And that sponsor is huge in the clean heating and cooling market. And clean heating and cooling, we could talk about that another point, but basically I have a sponsorship model that goes into that, and I'll be doing that with the other various technologies as well. Mm-hmm. The second piece of monetization is a smaller piece, is just an affiliate piece. So I'll have some products that people can buy that help them make a difference in their home, and that'll be a small piece of income. But really where I see this really going is on driving people to a website, and at that webinar, a free webinar, offering the opportunity to learn a lot about clean energy in a short period of time, and then to sign up for a training program that will let them launch their own business. And that's the service that I'm really excited about offering people, because it lets them come into this $18 trillion exploding market and have a piece of it that they can grasp and deal with and manage and start their own business in their own time at their own pace out of their home.
Perfect. Great. Good stuff. And I want to dive into those two things. Number one, what are some takeaways that you have for the listener who wants to be able to have, you know, their perfect avatar that's in their mind, that person that they serve, and understanding how they serve them? What takeaways do you have on that? And then the next question is going to be focused on, give me one second. I need to look it up, because I had it all pulled up, and then I covered you, put you over top of my notes. That's a bad podcast mistake, right? The podcast listener, they should be like, why would the guy who launches the podcast on podcasting do this? The next thing, once we understand like who that is, I want to talk about, you know, connecting with your guest, the tips that you have on that. So if you wouldn't mind going into those two things.
Okay, so the first one again, I'm sorry, I lost
it. Oh, yep. See, there's another mistake. Asking more than one question at a time is always a bad thing, because the guest is like, wait, which one was the first one? So let's talk a little bit about, the listener wants to understand their avatar. What are the main things that they need to understand if they want to serve their podcast audience a little bit better?
So I think first, depending upon who your avatar is you should have some sort of relationship with them and know that entity. And one of the best advice that I've ever had was to create a kind of name and a persona around that particular avatar so that you know exactly who it is. And for me, it is Chris and Pat, Patron, who also have a kid, Kai, and they may have more than one kid, but Chris and Pat Patron are two parents. They're both working. They're both stressed out. They're both middle-income families. They live in single-family homes or apartments, in this case, for the clean energy business piece, and they have kids, and they're concerned about their kids' health and their kids' future. So that's who my avatar is, and so put a name associated with your avatar, identify what they do, where they work, where they live, what kind of things they do in their day, what their biggest concerns and needs are. And for me, it's really parents who want to have an impact and also want to control their lives better than they have, because they've been working for somebody else for too long.
Yeah. So my big takeaway from what you shared is, for you, you don't just have an avatar that I've heard other people who have, where basically they say to themselves, my avatar is somebody who owns their own business or makes a high net worth, and they live somewhere, they speak English, they're somewhere in the US, they're between their like 20s and their 80s, they're somewhere in that range, and that's my avatar. They have a lot of money and they're either between 20 or 80. But for you, it's a little bit different. And when you're sharing your avatar, my big takeaway is they have a specific age, not an age range. There's a specific amount of kids that they have. And their kid even has a name, Kai. And they even have names. And they even have job titles. And you go a step further and you talk about what they're worried about, what they need. And I think that's a huge takeaway for the listener who wants to start their own podcast and be able to grow a podcast, is if we can utilize that thought process where we understand the person, that avatar, to the core, what they're worried about, what keeps them up at night, it will allow us to be able to start to develop content that's truly going to benefit them. So I loved that takeaway that I got from you. And the next thing that I want to share is just, how do you balance, because like on this interview with you, like, how am I supposed to balance, you know, having a rapport with you, growing that rapport, having a good connection, talking a little bit about, you know, your history and what you do with Awesome, even though Awesome itself doesn't serve my audience. So how do I get that rapport? How do I learn those things about you, but also deliver really good content for my audience? What tips do you have for the listener who's struggling with the same thing?
One of the things that, as I studied podcasting and who was successful and who was out there and what were their models and who's been doing various things, is to have at least some small piece, if not, depending upon your podcast and your target audience and your length of your podcast, but have some small things that are just a personal touch, right? So, for instance, I start off my podcast with a question: what's one thing about you that most people don't know? And just, you know, sort of take people back a little bit, right? And then I also have a part of my podcast where at one point I asked them, what was their biggest downtime? What was their biggest failure or their biggest, you know, depressing moment that where they learned, you know, they hit bottom? Because we've all had those, right? None of us are all successful all the time. So what were those failures? And in those failure moments, what did you learn? How did it turn your life around so that you moved on to some other focus that you didn't have before? So those are two questions that I think are really good. And then the third one, I think, is what, for me, it's what energizes you. What's getting you excited right now? What's going on that in your life and in the world that really makes you just light up and get ready to do something? So I think developing a couple or three questions that you can hit on somebody's core of being and their big experiences in life and things that they share that they not necessarily you wouldn't hit on if you just did a kind of dry, staid podcast. I think those are really important and helpful things.
All right. Well, let me try it. Let me try it with you. I've got three questions for you, and I'm not going to ask them all at the same time. I've learned my lesson there. So how about this? For the first question, you know, what was like really the biggest struggle that you had with podcasting? A lot of people, they struggle with being able to find good guests. A lot of people, they struggle with something called imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to be the leader of a podcast called that thing that I want it to be called? So take me back, just out of everything that you've struggled with, what had been the hardest thing that you have already overcome?
So the hardest thing for me, and again, I have 30 years of experience with clean energy, so it definitely was not feeling like I'm an imposter, although I still have those moments as well. And it wasn't finding guests, because thankfully over 30 years, I've got quite a network of clean energy people that I can speak to, and I keep getting more. So it wasn't those two things. But for me, what the issue really was thinking that I was going to have my podcast take off, and it was going to be an instant success where I was going to have tens of thousands of people listening to me. me, I'd be able then to go out and say to sponsors, look, I have all these massive people following me and listening to me and loving me. Come sponsor me and generate revenue. And while that was a very nice fantasy, it's really, I've come to find it's more of a marathon than it is a sprint. And you have to get that idea through your head that it's going to take a while to both develop your style, develop your following, get information out there, get people to catch on. And no matter how good you are, unless you're an international movie star that everybody knows and loves and you're going to get instant following because you already got millions that you bring it to the table, it's going to take a while. And I think that to me was probably the biggest eye-opener and a challenge.
Love it. Love it. And then the next question is similar. So the first one I was going to ask on something that you've been able to overcome. The second one is, you know, out of everything that is happening now, what is kind of the hardest part of podcasting currently?
Great question. The hardest part, I think, for me is still figuring out how to develop an interesting, exciting, informative, engaging, and energizing podcast that people want to listen to consistently, right? So I'm very focused on clean energy, which to me is one of the biggest issues of our time, because if we don't make this transition, you know, we're going to lose civilization. Oh, it's going to collapse. I mean, that's my perspective, and we could talk about it in depth. So to me, it's a driving issue of our time, and how do you make that, how do you get across the positive aspects of that consistently to people and get them to follow you? So to me, that's the challenge. That's the hardest thing that I'm dealing with every day, every week, is how do I get a message out there that has an impact, engages people, keeps them interested, and takes them to the next step, step by step by step. And meanwhile, not only do I have to do that with people who are already following me, but I got to start all over every time with new people, and I have to make sure they get the basics. So that's a real challenge.
What you just said, Ron, is brilliant, and I don't think that most new podcasters understand it. And when I say new podcasters, I mean the person listening to the show who doesn't yet have a podcast and they want to have one. And the other person who's listening to the show right now and they've had a podcast for a little while, but they just missed that point that you mentioned. And it really draws back their success. And what that is, a lot of people, they think that when they're doing their podcast, episode one might be about a certain thing, but they can't ever repeat it, because now that one of my podcasts has like 530 episodes. And there are some times where I even feel like I can't repeat. I've already had an episode about how to have this one thing for your business. You know, I've already had a episode about that. But the wisdom that you shared with us is that even if you have one episode or 500 episodes, there will be a new listener on each and every episode that's only hearing that one. Like you mentioned, you got to start over with them every single day. I think that that's brilliant. I think it's valuable to us as podcasters to know that we can repeat information, we can give it a new spin, we can talk about an episode that has already come out. So the third question, and I'm using your own things against you, and this will be the last question for you. What energizes you within this podcasting? What keeps you, even though there's been these struggles, even though that there's been some changes, what keeps you doing it and motivated to launch this show?
I am, for all my career, I've been lucky enough. I've had a mission in my life, and it's really been clean energy. And I knew it from day one when I lost a brother because he was electrocuted on a coal plant. So to me, it became very personal. But even before that, it was really clear to me that our planet, we humans on this planet, are having an impact. We are now a force of nature. We became a force of nature a long time ago, but it really became clear on August 6, 1945, when we blew up 100,000 people all at once with nuclear weapons. And when I was growing up, I was still hiding on the desk to make sure that if the atomic bombs fell, that, you know, we'd have some ability potentially to get away from it, which you can't, right? So that's just one way that we could knock each other off. The environment now is becoming to the point where we see these extreme weather events every day, right? We see these fires and droughts and floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, more frequent, more intense. So to me, I'm driven every day by the fact that I have both for myself and my kids and all future generations, we have to make this change or else we won't have anything left. So for me, every day I get up and I'm motivated to do whatever I can to help get this message out there that there is hope. There's a lot of worry. There's no doubt. It's huge. It's massive. It's unbelievable. But you know what? There's something we can each do personally. There's something we can each do professionally in our work lives. And there's something that we can each do politically in our communities to be able to make a difference. So to me, that's what it's all about. I'm motivated, you know, by this fact that we can have a tremendous impact. And if we do it, not only will we have all these benefits, not only will we be a healthier, happier, more sustainable, cleaner planet, but we'll also save money and have more jobs and have a better economy and just create this whole society that we really want to have. So for me, that's what makes me get up and do what I do, man.
Love it. So Ron, I've got your podcast link. It's already in the show notes. So
thank you, sir.
The listener can just literally follow that. But what is the single best way for them to find you, get a hold of you?
Sure. You can awesomeearthkind.com, AWESOME, Earthkind, EARTHKIND.com. That's one way. You can look me up at LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere else too. Awesome Earthkind or Earthkind Energy Consulting. Any of those ways, just take a look. I'm around. I've been around. And if you just Google me, Ron Kamen, you'll see a couple different things too. So
awesome. Ron, thanks for being on the show. We'll see you next time.
Adam, thank you so much, man. This is a pleasure. And keep up the great work. You're awesome.
By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.